Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 9 minutes, we'll get into the library. There was another game last night as well. By the way, Bijan Robinson going back should have been number one overall pick in Fantasyland.
I mean, that guy right now is unbelievable, right?
University of Texas.
That's where the Chiefs need to go in the draft. Find that next guy. Yeah.
Wow, I'd love that.
Okay, yeah. Sweet. Go get him.
Hey, remember that time when the 49ers drafted that kicker in the third round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, game winner last night.
Game winner last night for another team.
I still can't believe they took a guy in the third round.
Yeah, it's Jake nuts. Browning was his name or whatever Moody. It was. Moody. Jake Moody.
Out of Michigan.
Who the hell was Jake Browning? Why do
the
I know that
Bengals
name?
Quarterback. Oh,
okay, yeah.
It was the Bengals quarterback.
Rocket
of a lady.
Can everybody get somebody to support them like Mike Tomlin supports Joe Flacco, please? Can we get somebody to support you like me and him. I love Mike Tomlin, and he's just all in ripping the Browns, man.
I'm tired of y'all already. Ripping the Browns and ripping his own media.
Yeah.
But you can do that when you have that respect.
Exactly. And people look at him and he's earned that, right?
That gave me a lot of Raj vibes from Lethal Weapon. I'm too old for this, Blake. Yeah. I'm going to retire. Lethal Weapon 5. Raj, what are you doing here?
I've had enough of this. Tomlin's going to lead his team to another division championship. Maybe he goes to the Jets at the end of the season. Yeah, God, that's a bad job.
I'm telling you, man. You gotta hire. I mean, literally, go hire Fireman Fred.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just hire that guy.
Because if he gets fired, who cares? If he wins, you got a 30-for-30 coming up in about 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That job sucks.
It really does. I mean, it's a bad job with no quarterback. You're the second fiddle in town, and that's just on the football side of things. And you're looked at as a loser. I mean, you really are. It's going to take somebody big to go in there and change that thing around.
Hire Vinny Pasquantino.
Yeah, might as well, right?
I mean, he's a mouthpiece in the Royals locker room. He'd be great for the New York media.
He'd be perfect for the New York media.
But Bijan Robinson last night, we call him the Mustard Man. We don't, but that's what I call him because it's kind of similar to Dijon. You get it. But no, he was awesome last night.
He was great last night, yeah.
Solidified himself as RB1 in the NFL last night. If you 100%. Disagree, then that's fine, but you're going to find a little short list of people that agree with you. He's that dude.
He was fantastic last night.
81-yard touchdown run, couldn't bring him down.
Awesome.
Juking people left and right.
He's
had 150 yards rushing in the first half.
He's going to set the record for yards from scrimmage overall. I mean, it's been wild. You know, he's underrated, undervalued, underappreciated because he plays in Atlanta. You know, and a lot of people don't pay attention to the Falcons. Right? There's not a lot of national TV games, but I heard somebody last night. It may have been Lou Riddick. It may have been Orlovsky or whatever. They said he's the best player in the NFL right now. And I find that hard to say that a running back is the best player, or really any position other than the quarterback is the best player in the NFL, because they have such a major impact on that game. But if you're removing quarterbacks from the conversation, you could start with Bijan Robinson if you want. I mean, the guy's dynamic. It's not like you can just find that guy. And I'm being kind of facetious when I say go get that guy, because there aren't a lot of those guys out there. He does stuff that's special and different and unique that a lot of guys just don't possess. You'd love to get half a Bijan Robinson type of talent here in Kansas City, or whoever team you root for, to have at your running back spot. He's really, really special, but he's unique. He's different. He's out there odd. You know, he's not a dime a dozen type guy. That's why they're so special and hard to find, because they are so good and so rare to find guys like that.
And they have two of them. Tyler Algier is really damn good.
Yeah, they got a little thunder lightning there.
Yeah,
they got
a 30-yard touchdown yesterday.
Oh, yeah, opening drive.
Yep, better than any running back we
have. Do you
have
like
here.
This comp? I don't know if he's as big,
Bijan Robinson gives me a lot of Jamal Charles vibes.
Yeah, I get that. I'm in on that.
He's bigger. Both Texas running backs.
Run smooth.
Yeah, he just kind of glides.
And how many times do we see Charles, you know, tiptoe along the sideline, some guy's ready to clean his clock, and he just kind of moves out of the way but doesn't take the big hit, right? It was a non-contact injury that was the first injury for Jamal Charles. The ACL injury, right? Yeah. And Bijan Robinson can kill you in the screen game or the short pass game and then go wherever. Yes. What did Jamal Charles do in the pass game?
Yeah, 100%. He did.
And then they just seem similar because you mentioned all those things where it's like, well, he's a dime a dozen. He's different. Like, I mean, to me, the most dynamic running back in Chiefs franchise history is Jamal Charles.
And you say that, and I'll say he'll go down as one of the most underappreciated players in franchise history. And the reason why, you're absolutely right about that. He was averaging insane number of yards per carry that he had, right? I think he still has that record, if I'm not mistaken by that, but I haven't looked in a while.
Him, Jim Brown, and someone else.
Yeah. I don't know if recently somebody passed Jamal Charles. I don't know if it was Christian McCaffrey or something. Either way, Jamal was outstanding, but I think he'll go down as one of the most underrated and underappreciated and really forgotten guys in Kansas City Chiefs history because he was there right before it got good, right? Like, he was the Derek Johnson of the offense almost, right? DJ was all those years great on defense, team got good, he aged out of the NFL, and that's kind of Jamal Charles. And, you know, no offense to the younger generation, but there's a lot of kids that are in their teens and early 20s that probably don't even know who Jamal Charles is at this point in time because they just woke up and they realized, holy cow, I'm 13 years old and it's 2018, right? And that's the first real memories that I have of sports. You don't really remember much before that, right? And so Jamal Charles, I think for a lot of new, younger Chiefs fans, is a figment of their imagination that their old man was telling them about. And so Jamal Charles, man, what was the last time he played? 15? For the Chiefs, right? 15?
Oh, for the Chiefs, yeah.
15, and they played that 1 year in Denver in 16, right?
In the last week of the season.
Right.
He needed like 80 yards for his $1 million incentive. They're like,
you're inactive today, right?
Richards.
And so it's been 10 years since Jamal Charles played here in Kansas City, guys. And we still go back to him as like this bell cow running back because we really haven't had anybody as dynamic since Jamal Charles. And that was that gap where the running back position was basically dead from the neck up in the NFL. And now you're starting to see kind of that resurgence in this league. And Jamal Charles right now, if he was 10 years younger, boy, he'd be in an unbelievable fit right now. 15 years younger, actually, he'd be an unbelievable fit in this offense right now and where this team is. I mean, imagine adding a dynamic running back to all of the wide receivers and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes like Jamal Charles, if you could just insert him in. But I mean, the further we move along, the more and more people are going to realize how good Jamal was. But I think it's becoming more of an imaginary thing for a lot of people that didn't even know how good Jamal Charles
like a
was.
Myth. Yeah.
I mean, if you're 26, right? 27, right?
Yep.
So let's say for
my favorite chief of all time,
right?
So be careful.
But 10 years ago, you were 17. You're right there. You're in your sports years. That's your formative sports years.
Yeah. Mac might have peaked early at like 6.
maybe, but I mean, take a kid who's 10 years old then.
Right. Who's
now in his 20s. He don't remember Jamal Charles playing for the Chiefs at all,
And,
that was yesterday.
You might say Jahmyr Gibbs gives you that vibe as well.
For sure.
Vibes like Jamal Charles.
For sure.
That's why, like, when, Gibbs and Robinson went in the draft, I was like, damn, dude, this is it. This is the way.
So good.
I mean, Detroit had DeAndre Swift, and they're like, that guy. And then DeAndre Swift's like, it's been real, Detroit. Remember that? That was draft night in Kansas City.
That was KC.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn, they took a running back that early, because we're all like, all running backs, you never take a running back early. Those two you do.
Yeah.
There are exceptions to every rule, right? Yeah. You see guys like that. You're like, I'll take that guy a little bit early, right?
That's why the Chiefs will never get a chance at that guy.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. I mean, people want to criticize a lot of times about, what the Chiefs do and what they're picking 29, 30, 31, 32. I'll take that every day of the week.
The first round.
Yeah. If at all in the first round. Yeah. And there's another thing. I mean, they've traded first round picks for a quarterback and a pretty good wide receiver, too. I mean, there haven't been a lot of opportunities for the Chiefs to truly strike in that first round. So, I'll take 29, 30, 31, 32 every day of the week and miss out on running backs because we're playing deep into January every single year.
Jamal Charles played on Jacksonville for 2 games after Denver.
No, he did not.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I knew there was something. Yeah, 6 carries, 7 yards.
When was that? What year?
2018, two games for
2018.
Jacksonville.
Some people don't even know that he played for the Jaguars.
I had no idea that he played for Jacksonville. I don't remember those years
at all. I mean, he didn't really. It was two games.
But you would have remembered, that's right. I remember he was there for a hot top minute or something. Yeah. Do you remember that?
I knew there was something after Denver. I couldn't remember what. That's
Jerry
why I looked
Rice
it up.
Played for the Broncos.
Yeah, exactly. Seattle, the Raiders. I mean, like Jerry Rice played for every damn team
and,
out there.
And Ichiro Suzuki played for the Marlins. Didn't even know they were a major league franchise.
Team.
It's expired.
Emmitt Smith was a Cardinal for a hot minute too.
But for reference, both next two opponents after this week, the Chiefs opponents both played last night. How'd they do? They both lost.
They both lost. Yeah, I mean,
Caleb Williams marched his team down. Jaden Daniels fumbles a snap late in the fourth quarter. Horrible conditions. No excuses. We played football in the rain if we're professionals.
Got to hold on to the ball.
Didn't hold on to the ball at the very end. I don't know if that went to Bill or if that went to Daniels for that fumble.
I think it went to Daniels.
Yeah, it should have. Yeah. He fumbled the game away, and Caleb Williams took advantage. Caleb Williams looked good last night. 252. Willed his team to win. Got the win. The Bears beat the Washington Commanders, who played the Chiefs in 2 weeks. The Bills lose to the Atlanta Falcons, who play the Chiefs in 3 weeks. And we're about to have that game again against the Buffalo Bills where, all right, Jim, number one seed's on the line.
And it will be. 100%. 100% will be on the line, right? Because here we go. This is the league, and this is what happens. You want your best teams playing when it matters 100%. Most and the games that matter the most.
And correct me if I'm wrong. That's a 325
it
game.
It is,
CBS,
of course, CBS. It's the same
Jim
thing every year in Rome. Buffalo. You know, it's the same Jim song Nance, and dance, and then we'll see you later in the year for the championship game here in Kansas City.
Here we go again, Jim. Yeah. The one seed's on the line. It's Allen Mahomes. You can't make this up. Because you've seen it for 6 years.
No, because it happens every year, Jim. That's exactly why. No, they're coming to Kansas City this weekend. They're in for the Raider game. So you'll have Romo and Nance calling the game and whatnot.
Damn,
they
got Jim! They got a nooner this week,
They got
too?
A nooner this week, too. They're thrilled about it, I'm
no
sure.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Jim Nance, I got my home by six on
that
private
exactly
jet.
Exactly right. That private jet back to Houston, man. Get down there and get your dinner on, man. Go to the original Ninfas, Jim.
All right. Micah in Denver says if the library starts playing music, I'm leaving. LOL.
See you later.
Hey, easy on the voice. Easy on the voice. Hey, guys, I don't know if you know this or not. Halloween is, 2 weeks from this Friday? Wow. Spooky season in the NFL. So the library gets a scary theme. Better ghost story. Patrick Swayze? Just kidding. Better ghost story. Meaning these people don't get recognition that they should. Benito on the defensive line or Burns on the defensive line?
Well, for me, it's Burns because it's New York. And how you are a ghost in New York is crazy to me. But nobody's talking about Brian Burns.
Everyone's talking about how loud your voice is in the library.
I don't care.
Oh, it's a group thing.
Get bent.
I would say Nick Benito because I think people probably didn't even know his name till last year.
Dyslexic people call him Burrito.
How many people knew Brian Burns' name before he came to New York, too?
Yeah, I guess I'm not a good judge of that.
No, you're not.
No, that's right.
I know all these guys. I have the Athlon magazines, and I save them year by year in plastic wrap.
Sir, the voice is very loud.
Binkley's like, you do?
Binkley's
do you have the 87 edition? It's missing that for my collection.
Oh, we got to talk about Binkley after the library.
Binkley's face on the library says, do not let this man in. And he's had multiple fake IDs.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Hey, what's up? It's Bay Jinkley. Doesn't work that way.
Bay Jinkley.
No. You know, he used to go by Pay Dirt when he would call before he became an employee,
pay
right?
Dirt.
Pay Dirt. Yeah.
Let's go.
You're going to have to pay for your voice volume here shortly. Scarier story. Mahomes and the Chiefs, or Daniel Jones and the Colts are actually doing it?
Scarier would be Jones because it's like not believable. But Mahomes is doing. I'm not scared. We knew he would do this. At least I did. So Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I guess I'll take the perspective of the league. And scary isn't even enough of an adjective. It's terrifying what Mahomes and the Chiefs are about to do to people. So I'll go Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Extremely, extremely no recognition to the rules. You know, the Chiefs didn't have any penalties because they pay the refs, and you guys don't get any penalties I pay you to be in the library because the segment sucks. Best young monster story. Drake May, him, or Jackson Dart?
Hmm. That's a tough one. But both have had dramatic changes of the franchise.
These are very, very popular books right now. They have a 2-day checkout, 100 pages. Yeah. Very short story so far.
That's a good analogy. I'm going to go Drake May for now because it's been a little bit longer than Jackson Dart.
Yeah. What Drake May's doing right now is... I love Drake May.
I mean, they're in first place.
Yeah.
I love that combination. We loved it when he got hired up there, Vrabel. Vrabel and May. I mean, it was like, I thought so that was a really nice combination.
Yep.
It's like, you know, peanut butter and chocolate.
It's like Library and Quiet Voices. better thriller story. You know, thriller. Not scary, but fun and intense. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the Pittsburgh Steelers?
It's Bucks. They're more fun. I mean, the coach is more intense than Pittsburgh. Their quarterback's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a complete opposite.
It is.
In Tampa, you got that Todd Bowles guy who I don't even know if he speaks. And then you got Baker Mayfield. Same thing in Pittsburgh. You got a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers who I actually like now because I haven't heard from him all year.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, seriously, I haven't heard from Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what he's doing. It's great. It's refreshing. And then you've got a boisterous coach, obviously, in Mike Tomlin. So I'm going to go with Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa for sure. Absolutely.
Bigger horror story. Horror. H-O-R-R-O-R. Miami or Cleveland?
I think it's Cleveland based on the quarterback situation there. You know? I mean, Miami's really bad, and I think two is out before. I think Mike McDaniel is out now in Miami. I think it's got to go to Cleveland, though. You traded your quarterback. You got a coach in your division, like, clowning you for trading your quarterback. You picked, you know, this Dylan Gabriel who stinks. You had four quarterbacks. The only one anybody wants to see is picking his nose. Ooh. Oh, wait, that was Kirk Cousins the other night. I'm sorry, wrong guy. Trevor Lawrence. I'm sorry. Well, Kirk Cousins, I think, picked his nose, too.
I was going to say, didn't that also happen?
Yeah, I think Kirk Cousins did.
Sorry.
And so, but Cleveland's just a mess. It's a joke.
I was going to say Miami because they paid their quarterback, but Cleveland's paid a quarterback, too, that hasn't played for them in over a year.
They're paying eight quarterbacks this year.
Crazy.
There are eight players that are getting paid at the quarterback position by the Cleveland Browns this year.
Yeah, well, there's eight fines for you at the library front desk on your way out for excessive voice volume. Mac, you'll have to pick up that tab. Veterans like Bob don't do
shoot.
That. They just keep walking.
Come on, Bob. That's right. Help me out, Bob.
Peace out.
Welcome to the real world. Bigger nightmare. This could be tough. Tennessee Titans or the New York Jets?
It's Jets. It's not even close.
They still have their coach.
Yeah, they still don't have a win. I mean, that coach is overmatched. I mean, it's bad. I mean, this is Jim Tomsula 2.0. Even worse, maybe.
It's like watching those kids come to the library and play Risk for the first time.
Yeah, in Tennessee, at least I can go, Cam Ward might be something. I like the defensive line. I don't know what I'm saying about New York and the Jets. Aaron Glenn sucks. They don't have a quarterback. Their defense is terrible. One takeaway. Yeah, Jets.
They had negative 10 yards passing in the game.
Dude, what are we doing?
All right, your voices are too loud. Library's closed. That is the Likens Library on a Tuesday. One of those is interesting, and I don't know which one's more interesting. The fact that you guys debated about Drake May and Jackson Dart, like that's where we are in Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May's done it, right?
Yeah.
He beat Buffalo.
Right.
Can't ask for more than that. They're number one in the AFC East.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I think you two at least, I'm the clown that said the AFC West was over after week three. You guys were the ones to say, hey, I think New England could win this division.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that far of a stretch now because didn't they beat Buffalo in Buffalo?
Yeah. Yes, they did. Okay. And now they've got Buffalo coming. And New England's schedule the rest of the way. Might as well be playing JV Olathe East teams.
I was about to say, their next three games are Titans, Browns, and then the Falcons, who we just saw be okay, but
right.
It's at home. But Titans and Browns, your next 2 weeks, man. So
we'll talk about that Titans game because there is, I mean, irony written all over that.
Oh, it's going to be so good this weekend.
Yes.
I mean,
I was
so
on the
good.
Golf course yesterday, and as soon as we get that information about Callahan getting fired, I'm like, Bob fires off one. He's like, man, Callahan's fired. Look at this. And I was like, and now Vrabel, the week of, who's rolling in New England, got everybody believing in New England, what Tennessee had, 10 years ago when he had them as number one seed or whatever it was. And now all of a sudden he goes back in there and goes, the dude from The Last Dance.
Yeah, it's amazing the difference like a coach and a quarterback make. You have to have that right guy, that right fit, that right coach for your organization.
No doubt.
Vrabel's perfect for New England. He may be
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are longer than Bill Belichick by the time it's all said and done, if he wants to be there, because they're out of the gate fast right now. They're going to be 6-2,
and
right?
His quarterback is young.
And his quarterback's very young. I mean, this could be Brady Belichick 2.0 from a New England perspective with the way things are going. The best part about that Tennessee game for me is that they fired that Callahan guy with four wins. Vrabel got fired. They replaced him with Callahan. Vrabel has four wins this year. Callahan had four wins in his entire career in Tennessee. That's the guy they fired Vrabel for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.